Talented, articulate leaders drive real progress in any industry. In the insurance world, the voices of these leaders resonate through tens of thousands of organizations. Applied Systems is pleased to bring you these voices in our leadership series, a collection of podcasts that feature insurance leaders telling their own stories and lending their perspectives on timely issues. Listen to insurance leaders talk of tackling business challenges head-on, discussing issues such as communication between agents and brokers and their carriers, improving customer service, enhancing efficiency and profitability, and more. We hope you'll find our guests intriguing and informative. Your host for the leadership series is Peter Van Aartrijk Jr., Managing Director of the Van Aartrijk Group. For 20 years, Peter has helped independent agents and brokers turn marketing and communications challenges into business advantages.
I'm Peter Van Aartrijk, and we're here with Brady Polansky, who's Agency Operations Director in the Marketing Department at Westfield Insurance. Brady, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Peter.
And we're going to, as part of this leadership series, talk about some things of real importance to independent agents and independent agency companies. Brady, tell us a little bit about Westfield Insurance. Some of the listeners may not be too aware of all that you do.
Westfield Insurance is what we call a super regional company. We operate in 28 of the states throughout the union, and we write about $1.5 billion worth of insurance. That splits somewhere around 60% commercial and 40% personal lines. We employ 2,500 people in 44 service offices.
And how many agents are out there working for you?
We have approximately 1,200 agencies that represent us.
Now, your background is kind of interesting in the sense that when you talk to agents, you actually are talking to a person that you can relate with. Tell us about that.
My father owned an agency, and I went off to do what I wanted to do through college. But I ended up in the independent agency system and ended up perpetuating the family agency. I spent 8 years working there and selling insurance and working on operations and being involved in a lot of the trade associations and things like that. After that time, I ended up selling the agency to a large regional agency to work on operations for them and also to continue to keep selling. So I've spent 15 years on the agent or distribution side of things, and I've been on the carrier side now for about 3 years.
You're at Westfield, and you're working every day with agents, and your team is. And what are you seeing out there in terms of communications efficiencies and improvements?
Well, at Westfield, we understand that we're spending a lot of money on technologies that make it easier for agents to do business with us. We obviously want to give agents choices on how they do business. We're not going to turn them away because they prefer to use one technology over another. But as we're investing money in these technologies, we're seeing that the usage is not really what we would anticipate. So we took a look at that and said, what can we do to help boost the use of the products that we're building in real-time fashion? And as we started to look at that, we realized that this is not a problem that's unique to Westfield. The industry as a whole is struggling with the same issue now. So we're working with a number of different agency groups, from the Big Eyes ACT to the Augie organization and others, to try to help improve the usage of these tools that we're building for agents.
Because it seems like no matter what system you have and no matter what company you're working at, we all have sort of the same problems and opportunities to make things better in this real-time world we're in.
Yeah, that's true. It doesn't matter what kind of system you use or whether you're a small-town agent or whether you're a big national broker. We all have the same challenges. At the end of the day, we're in for-profit businesses and we want to make money. We want to service clients. We want to provide peace of mind and protection to them, but we do want to make money at what we do. And with the new tools and technology that's out there, it allows agencies to become much more efficient in how they process that business. And the more efficient they can become, the more money we can ultimately put to the bottom line. And I think sometimes that agencies lose sight of that. They look at the small term or the short term picture and thinking, you know, hey, everything's pretty good right now. My staff is happy. I'm making enough money. Things are pretty good. I'm looking at retiring in a few years. Why should I go through the hassle of changing? Well, they're missing out on the point that there's a lot of advantages to becoming more efficient and being able to make more money. And ultimately, that will perpetuate our industry down the road.
In our insurance industry world, we feel we're doing pretty good. But there are what's exciting to me is there are a lot of new things out there, like in real-time communications, that with little tweaks of CSR's workflows, suddenly the agency owner is going to have a more efficient operation.
That's a great point. I think as individuals, we all embrace technology at differing levels. It's easy for us to have the newer cars with all of the high-tech electronics in them and CD players and all of those things, and we forget that over the years we've actually ended up using a number of different forms of technology to deliver the same types of things. And all of these advances are making life better and easier for us. And as individuals, we want to go into the kitchen and push the single button to make the microwave popcorn. But at the office, we're not willing to go in and push the single button to be able to go in and to do multiple things with multiple companies. companies. And I just don't understand why that is.
Okay, so what do we do about it?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we can do is help the agency principals to understand that efficiencies are bottom line numbers to their profit and loss. The more efficient their staff can become and the more that they can use the tools that are out there, the more money ultimately they're going to make. It's amazing that we look at it when we go in and visit agencies, we'll send one group in to train the staff on how to click the button to go ahead and do the real-time transaction. Meanwhile, I'm in with the agency principal and we're showing them a calculator that's out there that says, if you're doing so many billing transactions, it takes you so long to do that transaction in the manual process, it takes you so long to do it off of our website, and it takes you so long to do it real-time. And if you implement the real-time transactions, multiply that by the number of transactions you're doing on a regular basis, multiply that by the number of CSRs, and of course this is all calculated behind the scenes, but you are spending money, tens of thousands of dollars, in inefficient workflows. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that the agency principal should lay off staff or that they should do something like that, but what you can do is take that time and energy that they have been spending in the inefficient workflows and put it towards better use, cross-selling accounts or providing better customer service.
Do you think overall, in your experience as an agent now on the company side with Westfield, that things are improving?
Well, that's a tough question because I think what's happening is that the people who participate in the main meetings, the industry events, those that would attend an Accord conference, an AssNet conference, or so on, understand that real-time technology is out there. They read it in the press, they know that it's going on, and they sporadically implement those things throughout their organizations. But that's such a small group of the overall number of people who are involved. There's a lot of people who don't go to user group meetings, they don't go to a lot of industry events. Maybe a principal goes to the state association meeting and things of that nature, but they just really don't know what the benefits are out there. And we've poured a lot of ink on a lot of pages to talk about this, but that's not necessarily getting through to them. And we almost have to do it from a grassroots standpoint to go in and talk to each and every one of them. As an individual, I can't do that. As an industry, I think we can.
That's a good point. You said individual, talking to individuals. Within an agency, the average agency is 11 employees. They really do, some of the CSRs have different workflows. So eight CSRs will have eight different workflows. If we can bring and talk to each of them individually, perhaps we can make a difference there too.
Yeah, I think we can make a big difference there. But again, it's a grassroots effort. This isn't something that's going to be fixed simply by waving a magic wand and being able to just say, okay, we're now all doing real time. The CSRs need to see the benefit in this as well. They need to understand that just because they're using a more efficient workflow, that they're not going to lose their jobs. You know, they're still a critical, valuable, important part of the agencies. That's not going to go away. They're the ones that are handling 95% of the transactions. Well, now they can either handle more transactions or they can be putting that same time to more productive use.
And just finally, for the agency owners out there, this is not all real hard stuff. Some of it's very, very simple. It's sort of like learning how to use a piece of software, just, you know, learn how to use the F1 key, or there's some little thing you do and you look at that and say, wow, that's pretty cool. So it's just exploring. Doesn't mean you're changing your entire agency, right? You're just tweaking and trying things. Like you mentioned billing inquiry. The amount of time you can save by real time just checking on a bill on behalf of a customer can save hours over the course of a year.
Yes, it can. And what's really amazing is if you take a look at that particular transaction, if you wanted to interact with a number of different companies, let's say you represent seven or eight companies within your agency, you need to memorize seven or eight different phone numbers, and you need to have the extensions for the billing department, and you need to understand how they're going to go about answering the questions and how long it takes you and all of those kinds of things. But if you're using the real-time technology, it's exactly the same workflow for each of those companies, and the results that are returned are very similar, so that you can easily discern what it is that a customer owes and how to make a payment and push a button and away it goes through a sweep account and things like that. So it's very easy to be able to adopt that, and because it's a consistent workflow for all of your companies or many of your companies today, that makes it that much easier to do. But the thing that I think the principals miss out on is this is already there. It's free. It's included in the system. So you don't have to do anything extra. Once you have it set up, which takes a couple of minutes, there's nothing more for you to do. It's already included.
Well, Brady Polansky with Westfield Insurance, thank you very much for visiting with us today, and I'm sure we'll see you around in the industry circles.
Thank you, Peter. My pleasure.